come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on
get down
it.
On it.
Get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it.
Get down on it.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah.
Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Game three of a six-game series just around the corner. Welcome back to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. I'm Chris Jarrett. Our pregame coverage starts now on the Riders Baseball Network. Last night, a tough one for the Riders. Had an opportunity to set a new franchise record for their best start to a season, but they fell to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night. 7-2 the final score, but hey, 9-2 to start the 2022 year is a really good start. We'll certainly take it. And the Riders look to bounce back tonight on a blue norther thirsty Thursday rowdy at the river at the ballpark. It's the first of the season, and so it's going to be a heck of a party down in the rowdy at the river this season, sponsored by our friends at Blue Norther. $2 Blue Norther hard seltzers and discount deals, live DJ, a lot going on at the ballpark to get excited about. And it's a tied series. Each team locked up at a win apiece. So for Frisco, eyeing the weekend upcoming with a really solid pitching rotation, but you'll see just as good of a rotation from the Naturals as well. Tonight proves to be pretty important to how the rest of the series will shake down. We had an opportunity to catch up with the Naturals broadcaster in his second year. Nick Batters will join us on air and talk about last year, winning the only AA Central Championship, seeing prospects like Bobby Witt Jr. in the Royals organization, and his overall perspective on this season's Naturals, a team that entered this series with just one home run recorded in their first nine games. They've already hit four in two games this series, so finding a heck of a lot of pop off the bat. That's on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. Northwest Arkansas and Frisco continuing their six-game series with Game 3 on Thursday night. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, fans, Vic.
On the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you pregame, and we've got the opportunity to speak with the voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Mr. Nick Batters. Nick, thanks for the time, and how are you doing today?
Chris, thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. Look, it's cold right now in Northwest Arkansas, so I'm just happy to be here in Texas.
This has to be a nice trade-off. It's a little humid, and hopefully not going to get any rain later on towards the end of the series, but
look,
it feels pretty good.
It was 42 degrees for our opening game in Springfield, so I'll take the humidity for a couple of days.
Introduce Riders fans in a deeper depth to this team that Northwest Arkansas features this year. You said on paper, looking really good. Didn't exactly roll it over to start the season, but last night you certainly saw it.
Yeah, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in 2022 are a completely different team that fans saw last year. Obviously, last year headlined by top prospects like Bobby Witt Jr., Nick Prado, MJ Melendez, and then later in the season, guys like Clay Dungan, Brewer Hicklin, and Vinny Pasquantino. There was a lot of power on last year's team. And while this year's guys are capable of hitting home runs, it's more of a gap-to-gap power team, if that makes any sense. Though we did see maybe the wind helped a little bit yesterday, or at least as Nick Lofton told me it did. These are guys that are going to hit the ball pretty darn hard, play really good defense. Like you said, on paper, the pitching staff is going to throw a lot of strikes, but they haven't quite put it together yet. It's still early in the season. There's some kinks to be worked out, grooves for guys to get into. But on paper, this is really good. There can't be too many teams in minor league baseball where their entire rotation are consensus top 30 prospects.
Yeah, really good stuff that you see on that roster for Northwest Arkansas. Let's talk about you while we have the opportunity.
Sure.
To. Out of Arizona State, you find your way in minor league baseball. When did the road for you begin?
There are a couple different directions that I could go with this. I was a baseball fanatic as a kid. Grew up a diehard Oakland A's fan, unfortunately. And once I realized that I wasn't going to be good enough to play baseball, I got cut on the first day of tryouts in high school my freshman year. I'm like, okay, well, let's see where else this can take me. Our varsity coach is like, hey, do you want to do some PA announcing? So I did PA announcing. That led into doing the announcements for the school news, and that snowballed into, hey, let's go to Arizona State. The son of the A's radio broadcaster, Vince Catronio, his son Dom Catronio, was a senior at ASU when I was a freshman, a really great mentor for me. As I got into college, I took every opportunity I could. That led me out to independent baseball in California with the Sonoma Stompers in the now-defunct Pacific Association. I went from there to the Elizabethton Twins in the kind-of-defunct Appalachian League back when it was still a rookie league in Major League Baseball. I went from there out to Australia for two seasons in the Australian Baseball League, where I got to know our infielder Robbie Glendinning really well. One of our coaches last year, Alan D. San Miguel, was our manager out there. And then I had a few connections with the Royals that helped me get to Northwest Arkansas last year. So glad to be here.
How was it in your first year with the Nats winning the only AA?
Spoiled by the team that we had last year, and I kind of forget to keep that in my mind sometimes because I think my expectations were set so high last year. And look, it was tough with the restrictions that we had around COVID. I couldn't get to know the guys as well as I wanted to, but it was such a fun group of players to watch. There were just sometimes we have to kick back and take a deep breath and put into perspective, wow, This is really cool. I remember there was a game last year where Nick Prado, Bobby Witt Jr., and Julio Rodriguez all went deep in the same game when we were playing the Arkansas Travelers. J-Rod's was an opposite field grand slam in the first or second inning. It's moments like that. It was a really special season last year.
And then at the same time, too, you had guys continuously coming up from Quad Cities who also won their respected league championship year as well.
It's really remarkable. The team that we had in the first half, nearly an entirely different group of players from the second half, but the same could be said from Quad Cities, because as we're losing guys quickly to Omaha, they're losing their guys to us just right. as quickly. I know that the broadcaster in Quad Cities, Kyle Kircheval, was giving me a hard time about it, and it was just so much fun to watch, because you have a guy like Nick Prado, you're thinking, well, how are you going to replace both his glove and his bat? And then Vinny Pasquantino steps in and is arguably the best hitter in the AA Central in the second half of the season and play nearly gold glove caliber defense. It was remarkable. Not only that the Naturals were able to scoot into the playoffs without three of the top prospects, but Quad Cities didn't skip a beat when those players that helped the Naturals get to the playoffs were lost either.
Nick, we appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward this season, and we'll talk to you next time.
Chris, thanks so much.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Writer's Report blog. With the Writer's Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Writer's Report blog at writersinsider.mablogs.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Inching closer to a 6:35 first pitch time between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, fans. Back on our pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network. And let's take the opportunity now to listen back to our favorite highlight from last night's ballgame. There weren't many. But some efforts, I think, that worth noting, looking at as well for Frisco. Saw really good stuff on the mound in a relief effort last night, particularly for Grant Anderson, where he's able to come in and do his thing for the most part, where since the sixth inning came in and had a strikeout, but two more in the seventh, and then K'd the side in the eighth. So finishing with six strikeouts and three nearly hitless, but one hit he gave up, scoreless innings for Grant Anderson last night. And really good stuff from him as well. Avery Weems goes three innings, gives up three earned runs on three hits. All those runs that came in were on the long ball as Northwest Arkansas hopping on pitches, and not only out of the hands of Weems, but Ty Tiedemann came in as well. Four earned runs on six hits that he allowed, and no strikeouts in his two innings of work. So a difficult night, a really hot Northwest Arkansas lineup that quite frankly, was due. And you heard it from Nick Batters that said on paper, this team looks like they should have a lot of pop. They just hadn't seen it, and they certainly didn't start at 0-for-3 on the opening night. He last night had a multi-hit night and reached in four of his five trips to the plate. So really good stuff. And then Sully Matias Darnier took out our scoreboard with his shot after Robbie Glendinning did the same earlier in the second inning. Dustin Harris, though, got his first AA home run. It started off the bottom of the second inning on way of what was a multi-hit night for Dustin Harris.
In the Rangers system, the pitch is driven high in the air, deep to right field. Forget about this one. That ball is gone. Splash into the lazy river. Dustin Harris goes deep. We're tied at one. 389-foot shot, 103 miles an hour off the bat.
103 for Dustin Harris last night, and that offensively really was the highlight. The Riders finished 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and hard to just try and keep up with Northwest Arkansas that had 1 in the second, 2 in the third, 4 in the fifth, and a ball game last night that was difficult to overcome. On Tuesday night, Northwest Arkansas reached the scoreboard for the first time. It was the Riders' first ever time that their opponent had scored before they did. So, unfortunately, that continued last night. We'll see if tonight the Riders can do the job of reaching the scoreboard first and trying to get a clean start in tonight's game. Let's look around the Texas League quickly. Tulsa and Springfield just moments away from their start, as are Arkansas and Corpus Christi. Those will be starting here in just a few moments. And then later starts around the rest of the league, where Midland and Wichita will start at 7:05 here in about half an hour or a little bit more than that. Same with San Antonio and Amarillo, and 7:05 for them as well here in the Central Time in Hodgetown. Around the Rangers organization, Hickory and Wilmington already underway. Scoreless ball game in the top of the fourth. 3 hits for the Crawdads, but no runs yet. Down East and Columbia also scoreless. That one, though, just fresh underway between Down East and Columbia in Segra Park. No hits so far through an inning and a half between those two. Albuquerque and Round Rock with a 7:05 start time. We'll get you scores just around the corner as Frisco and Northwest Arkansas with a 6:35 start time and a locked even series at a game apiece. Bit of a rubber match as the first half of a six-game series comes to a close tonight on the first Blue Norther Rowdy at the River on Thursday at Riders Field. Should be a great one. Zach Bigley will join us on the other end of the break with first pitch, and we'll take a look at our starting pitchers tonight and address tonight's starting lineups between Northwest Arkansas and the Frisco Rough Riders. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Frisco Rough Riders return to Riders Field this week to a loaded promotional slate. Thursday night is Frisco ISD night at Riders Field, presented by Whataburger. Fans can enjoy fireworks on Friday and Saturday, beginning with I Heart Frisco night on Friday, and on Saturday, an appearance from NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick for It's Gonna Be May night.
It's gonna be May.
With giveaways all night long. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time Pico de Gallo burger and new Pico de Gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers.
About it.
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Rough Riders and Naturals all set for Game 3 of this six-game series on a Thursday night from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, my name is Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along. About 25 minutes north of downtown Dallas, we have baseball here in the northern DFW. The Rough Riders entering in today at 9-2 on the season, Northwest Arkansas at 4-7. Frisco had their seven-game winning streak snapped last night with a 7-2 defeat. But they look to bounce back today with Justin Slayton on the mound. Chris, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
Let's do it. First for the Riders, J.P. Martinez back on the card. The right fielder batting from the left side leading off. Ezekiel Duran batting second. And the designated hitter tonight, Dustin Harris in left field, will bat third. And Blaine Crim at first base, rounding out the top four for the Riders. Justin Foscue at second base, batting fifth. Jonathan Ornelas, the shortstop, batting sixth. Kellen Strom in center field will bat seventh. Dio Arias at third base in the eighth spot. And the catcher, Jordan Procession, batting ninth. Quickly for the Naturals, Michael Garcia at short bats first. Lofton, the designated hitter, batting second. Michael Massey at second base bats third. And Sully Matias in right, batting cleanup. 5-6-7 of Rave, Glendinning and Porter. Batting eighth is Jake Meads, the first baseman. Tucker Bradley in left field, batting ninth.
Frisco Rough Riders looking to figure things out after their second loss of the season in last night's game, 7-2. You heard the highlight on pregame as the Rough Riders had a solo home run from Dustin Harris. Chris, he's a guy who we were looking forward to seeing him get things going, and well, he certainly has an 8-game hitting streak for Harris.
Yeah, and 12 of 37 in his last at-bats since that 0-8 start. So I think it really just speaks a lot about Dustin, where he's just kept his cool, Zach, and really been able to hold his composure, knowing that it's a bit of an adjustment when you're in it. And a move to outfield as well can't be easy, but the big hats off to Dustin Harris for the adjustment he's made to advertise what he did last year.
Only took him two games to make that adjustment. That's not too bad. Justin Slayton out on the mound for the Rough Riders. Wearing number 28 on his back. No record. A 3.60 ERA for the right-hander out of Hallsville, Texas, just outside of Longview, over to the east of us towards the Louisiana border. A four-pitch repertoire, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for the 6'4" right-hander, 24 years of age. And he's looking forward to his first start here at Riders Field. One previous start at San Antonio. He went four innings, allowing two runs, both earned on four hits. Struck out four and walked one. Justin Slayton will face Michael Garcia, the number 21 prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization, to start things off here in Frisco, Texas. We're happy to have you along wherever you may be listening or watching on this Thursday evening. It is a very pleasant day for baseball, overcast with a little sun peeking out here and there, but very comfortable. Slayton back into his windup, and away we go on the first pitch. It misses low and away, and we are underway. One ball and no strikes. 6:37, our first pitch time today. Slayton has his sign once again. He winds and deals. Garcia takes low and outside. He's ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. 81 degrees, our first pitch temperature. It feels like of 84 with 62% humidity. Wind back to him. A strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 2-1. Wind at 20 miles an hour to the south-southeast. Blowing out to left field. Dead red to left field. Slayton winds. 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 95. 2-2. And those overcast skies now give way to a little bit of sunshine here in the top of the first inning. Slayton's 2-2. Curveball hit in the air to right field. Right at J.P. Martinez, who saunters back a couple steps. Wind blows it off to his right. He puts it away with the glove out in front of his ball cap. And we're underway with the first out here in the first inning. No score. We see Nick Lofton come up to the plate for his first time up today. He was one of three men to blast a home run yesterday for Northwest Arkansas. Run 444 feet to left center field at the top of the berm. Righty-righty, first pitch. Breaking ball, misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Three top 30 prospects headline the top of this order. Garcia, Lofton, and Michael Matthews on deck as the pitch misses high and outside. It's 2-0. Massey, or I should say Lofton, closed off from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Defense behind Justin Slayton looks like this. Dustin Harris out in left, Kellen Strom in center, and J.P. Martinez in right. 0-1. Low and outside. Three balls, one strike. Dio Eddy is the third baseman. Johnny Ornelas is at short. Justin Foscue plays second today, while Blaine Krim is the first baseman. And Jordan Procession puts down the signs for Justin Slayton as he sets up off the outside corner. 3-1. High and inside, ball four. Lofton works a one-out walk, and it's the first base runner of the game here at the top of the first inning. Scoreless contest between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Massey steps in now, left-handed batter, the number 23 prospect in the system, according to MLB.com. He's 1-for-9 to start the series. Slayton works from the stretch for the first time today. He readies, closed-off stretch, middle of the rubber, the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Missed with a curve, and it's one ball and no strikes. They play the left-handed batter on a pull-side shift on the infield. Slightly to pull in the outfield with Strom in center. Shaded a couple steps to the right from our perspective for the second base back. 1-0 toss. Hit on the ground, out to second. Foscue has it, flips onto second for one. Ornelas to first, got him, double play. 4-6-3. Rough Riders turn the twin killing here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, a walk and then a double play. And the Rough Riders come after the first inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo, you want ketchup, we'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Northwest Arkansas couldn't put a run on the board in the top of the first inning, so the Rough Riders come to the plate in the scoreless game, bottom half of the first. First pitch to J.P. Martinez is high and tight as he showed bunt, pulls back, and it's one ball and no strikes. Anthony Vinziano
Veneziano, I should say, out on the mound to start things off for Northwest Arkansas. The 1-0. A fastball for a strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Veneziano, the number 17, the left-hander back into his wind, the 1-1. Fastball across for a strike on the outside edge at 92 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. The High A Central Pitcher of the Year in 2021, he winds deals. Popped up foul back behind home, it scoots into the stands. And it's still 1-2 on Martinez. A great year for Quad Cities, winning a championship down there as well in the High A Central. 1-2, inside on Martinez. 2-2. Overall last year went 6-4 in 22 starts with a 3.75 ERA. 2-2. Fastball just outside. Didn't miss by much. He thought it was strike three. Started his walk around the mound. 3-2 now on Martinez. Wind back in the payoff. Found at the plate. Still 3-2. The big thing was the strikeouts for Veneziano. 93 and two-thirds innings, 127 strikeouts for the left-hander. He deals a check swing grounder foul onto the on-deck circle where Duran picks it up, underhands it to the bat boy. Veneziano with that monster 32% strikeout rate last year. 25 to 27 is about normal. 3-2. Grounded up the first baseline and foul. Still 3-2. Good AB here from J.P. Martinez to start things off in the home half of the first. No score. This will be the 10th pitch to J.P. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He winds back and fires home. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Martinez down on strikes for the first down on a 10-pitch plate appearance. And Ezekiel Duran. Rough Riders and Naturals scoreless. Duran, a right-handed batter against the southpaw Veneziano. The left-hander, 24 years old. He winds and fires. A strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. 6'5", 205 pounds. A former Chanticleer out of Coastal Carolina University in Conway, South Carolina. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low and away. 0-2. Veneziano, a New Jersey native originally. Picked in the 10th round in 2019 by the Royals. 0-2. A swing and a line drive to right center field. Matias cutting over. And the right fielder makes the catch. Two up, two down in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless game, and here's Dustin Harris. This season, Veneziano making his third start. It's been a tough go for him. A lot of walks, 3 2/3 innings, 8 walks to just 2 strikeouts. He's been peppering the strike zone early on here. Lefty-lefty, first pitch. Harris watches a breaking ball high and tight. One ball and no strikes. He's a tough at-bat for left-handed batters. He goes almost three-quarters the pitch. Fouled back into the screen. 1-1 on Harris. And steps towards the left-handed batter. So it almost looks like he's throwing from behind the lefties. He shuttles in the 1-1. Harris fights it off. Foul out of play left side. And the count goes to 1-2. Slight pole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter to the opposite way in the outfield. 1-2. High and away. 2-2. Defense behind Veneziano. Tucker Bradley in left. John Rave in center. Sully Matias out in right field. Robbie Glendening at third. Michael Garcia at short. Michael Massey at second. And Jake Means at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. He got him. And there's 2 strikeouts for Veneziano. And the second one completes the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Frisco Rough Riders in the home half of the first. We roll to the second, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch!
Oh my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
No score, Rough Riders and Naturals go to the top of the second inning alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this Thursday evening. Certainly Matias leads things off for the Naturals, followed by John Rave and Robbie Glendinning. Middle third of the order against Justin Slayton, who walked one batter in the first, but got a 4-6-3 double play to get out of it. Righty-righty matchup beginning the inning. Slayton has his sign from his backstop procession. He curls back in the first pitch. A check swing and a miss. He went around, and it's 0-1. Sully Matias hitting .297 through his first nine games, a homer and eight RBIs. The pitch, a breaking ball. Slayton's ahead 0-2. Matias' home run came yesterday, and it was a moonshot. 0-2. Fastball slips high and inside at 95 on the gun, and it's 1-2. 466 feet over the in-touch home run terrace in left field. A 1-2, a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curve. Justin Slayton picks up his first strikeout, and it's out number one here in the second.
Zach, that's a good sign. Just after what we saw from Slayton in the first, where it just looked like he was trying to get himself accustomed to the strike zone early on. Big time double play to get him out of the first, but bounces back and starts the second off really nicely.
Yeah, to your point. Three batters face in the first, all first pitch balls as he deals in the first offering to John Rave, and he just misses off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. He had a first pitch strike to Sully Matias, but he's behind 1-0 on Rave. The offering, a swing and a miss. Cuts through a heater. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Slayton not messing around here in this inning. He deals in the 1-1. Drops a breaking pitch just off the outside corner. And it's two balls and one strike. And you mentioned getting used to the strike zone. It looks like Ben Ingstrand behind the plate, a little bit tighter than we saw the last couple nights. 2-1. A line drive hit well into left center field and deep. Harris going back to the warning track. Looking up, it's gone. Onto the Dr. Pepper patio in left center field. An opposite field home run for John Rave. His second of the series and second of the season as well. Northwest Arkansas jumps out in front. 1-0 here in the second.
You mentioned it yesterday with John Rave after what was a monster of a first night, three RBI. And you said, what's a guy got to do to move up in the lineup card a little bit? Well, John Rave now all the way up, batting a little bit higher, batting fifth, but continues. Well, it's been a hot series.
First pitch to Robbie Glendinning now. Misses high on a fastball, one ball, no strikes. And from ninth, now up in the order and still producing. Not too bad. 393-foot home run. The 1-0. This is high and inside. A breaking ball slipped out of his hand. 2-0. The wind is blowing very hard at 20 miles an hour out to dead left field. It cleared the wall by a pretty good margin. Offering home. Fastball slips across the outside corner for a strike. Slayton's back in it at 2-1. So 1-0 Northwest Arkansas as we play here in the top of the second. 2-1 to the third baseman, Glendinning. Low and away. Three balls, one strike.
Justin Slayton went to Hallsville High School, the 5A level, just outside of Longview, Texas. The 3-1 is fouled back to the screen. 3-2. He had a slower start to his high school career than most and thought he was going to be playing junior college ball coming out of high school before a monster senior year. 3-2. This is up high for ball four. Second walk for Justin Slayton puts a runner aboard. One out, one in here in the second. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. And Logan Porter bats now, the catcher. Slayton had a really good senior year, got an offer from New Mexico, and took it. He became a Lobo. Slayton readies from the stretch, kicks up, deals. This is high and tight with a fastball, and it's 1-0, 0 strikes, and that'll draw Jordan Procession, the catcher, out to the mound. He's joined by the Riders' middle infield on the hill, and a very quick mound meeting as it looks like there's a squirrel running across the outfield grass in center field, running right for Dustin Harris in dead left field. And it stopped about 10 feet from Harris.
Well, Dustin closing in now.
What does he do? Does he run and grab it? Does he try to chase it off? He doesn't want to get close to it. We're going to keep playing, looks like. 1-0, 0 strikes to Logan Porter. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. A strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-0, 1 strike. It's currently just sitting out in dead left field. About 15. Slayton readies, closed off from the stretch, with Glendinning at first. And the 1-1. Strike with a fastball in the outside corner, and it's 1-2.
There's a slim chance this is the same squirrel that earlier there was a squirrel hanging out in the Riders' bullpen on the left field line, laying on his stomach, just staring out at the ball field.
Just enjoying the day.
Can't blame him.
Slayton's 1-2. Curveball, strike three called, inside corner. He picks up his second strikeout of the inning. And there are two outs. Jake Means bats now, 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. I think Harris is more concerned with the wild animal that's right next to him in the game right now.
Says, so this is double A.
Squirrel has to make adjustments too. First pitch to Jake Means. A swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball and it's 0-1. Means playing in his eighth game, just 4-for-24, a 167 average. Slayton readies from the stretch. And he fires in the 0-1. Dips low of the zone. 1-1, 1 strike. I think somebody in the bullpen is talking to Harris. Probably about the squirrel. As he's looking over there, laughing a little bit, backs up. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Curveball for a strike. And it's 1-2. Jake Means back in from the right side. Slayton ready from the stretch. 1-2. Chopped foul, third baseline. Still 1-2 strikes. Only one hit between these two teams in the game so far. A solo home run by John Ray for the opposite field in left center. And Slayton steps off. He now has his sign. And the right-hander from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Fastball, strike three called in the outside corner. Justin Slayton caves the side but allows the solo home run. That breaks the scoreboard here in this one this evening. One run across, one hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas as we go to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Northwest Arkansas strikes first tonight. A solo home run from John Rave, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders looking to get on the scoreboard with the middle third of the order. Blaine Crim, Justin Foscue, Johnny Ornelas. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. Crim takes a strike with a fastball on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Crim hitless last night, just one hit in the series so far. He's 1-for-7. 0-1 pitch. Outside, it misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Crim on the season hitting .324. He had a monster series down in San Antonio. The 1-1 slips low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Still looking for that first long ball on the season, though. Veneziano winds back, deals. Inside. Three balls, one strike. Crim, open stance, wiggles the bat back and forth. Veneziano deals. A liner foul right side. 3-2. Crim, a four-hit performance down there in San Antonio. At one point went 6-for-6 as the pitch is rocketed into right center field. That drops in for a base hit. Wayne Crim's back in the hit column. Picks up the Rough Riders' first single tonight. Good way to start the second. That brings Justin Foscue to the plate. Foscue playing in his third game after returning from extended spring training. Open stance, right side, and the southpaw delivers home. High and tight with a heater, one ball, no strikes. Foscue dealt with some back soreness and so missed the beginning of the season, but he's back now with the Rough Riders. Number five prospect in the Rangers organization, happy to be back. 1-0, outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Rider was happy to have him back as well. This is an absolutely stacked infield earlier today. Here's the pitch. A drive into center field. Rave racing back to the warning track. He's still going back, and he's under it, makes the catch. Crim tags from first, and he moves up to second base. Foscue flies out to the warning track in center for the first out, but Johnny Ornelas will have a runner in scoring position now as Crim tagged. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Ornelas in from the right side.
Productive first out, Zach, but I think if that ball has even a little more carry, that 20-mile-an-hour winds would have gotten it over the center field wall there. Just didn't have enough. It was too high.
Too high. First pitch. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes.
What does that mean?
First time Rough Riders have had a runner in scoring position in this game. Veneziano readies and deals. A strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike.
Veneziano readies. And kicks fires. On the outside edge for a called strike once again. 1-2, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. A lot of people saying that Veneziano will stick as a starter for now, but maybe could transition to the bullpen in the future for the Royals. 1-2. Grounded foul, third base side. Still 1-2. He's been known to run it up there, especially in shorter outings. He can get up to the mid or upper 90s. And after a 22-start performance last year, winning High A Central Pitcher of the Year, can't really argue with keeping him in the starting rotation. 1-2. And on a line out to right center field, Sully Matias trotting in. And the right fielder makes the catch. He has a cannon for an arm, so Krim doesn't even think about testing it. Bounce here in the second, and Kellen Strom bats now. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 to Northwest Arkansas. Strom got the day off yesterday, 0-2 in the series with a couple walks in game one. Veneziano readies from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch. It's on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Breaking ball. Strom, like a lot of Rough Riders, still looking for that first home run. Dustin Harris's home run yesterday, just the fourth long ball for Frisco this year. The pitch. Another one on the outside edge for a called strike. This one of the fastball variety, and it's 0-2. It was the second home run at home. That Dustin Harris home run. J.P. Martinez and Dustin Harris, the only two to go deep here at Riders Field for Frisco. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down low and inside. Strom strikes out. And the side comes to a close in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders with a single from Blaine Krim. Nothing else. We go to the third. Riders trailing 1-0 to Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the third inning, Northwest Arkansas with a 1-0 lead. And for the play-by-play, here's Chris Jarrett.
Appreciate it, Zach. A 1-0 ball game, as you mentioned. It's Justin Slayton, the right-hander, back on the bump. His first pitch of the third. Rip and a miss for strike one. It's Slayton that looks really good so far. He faces 9-1-2. Next toss. It's a little low. Evens the count at a ball and a strike to the left fielder, Tucker Bradley. His first at-bat tonight. Break-even pitch from Slayton. Opposite way, a bloop shot in the air, but the shortstop, Ornelas, comes in and makes the grab. Three pitches to retire the left fielder, Bradley, and there's one gone. Back to the top of the order, Michael Garcia. A righty-righty matchup for Slayton. Turns and fires. It's high for ball one. Last time out for Slayton in the start, his first start of the season in San Antonio. 1-0. Trying to get the slider come back in, but a little high. Now two balls, no strikes. We briefly touched on it, but it was a ball game that Frisco won 6-3. Of course, they took every game from the Missions. Next toss, down and away. Three misses of the zone. Start the at-bat to Garcia. Fly out victim to right in his first debut of the night back in the first. Slayton's 3-0. Middle. Called fastball for strike one. A walk in the first for the right-handed starter. Slayton a walk in the second. Next toss. 3-1 misses. And a quick toss of the bat from the shortstop Garcia. Now a walk in the third of the night for Justin Slayton. One out base runner for the designated hitter, Nick Lofton. Well, on that April 14th night, it was a ball game that Frisco got four out of Slayton, and then two innings apiece from Kevin Gowdy and Seth Nordland. First pitch to Lofton. It's in there for a call and strike one. Nordland got the first win of the season after entering that matchup 0-1. Two innings of scoreless baseball. 0-1 home. Called strike two. Good start to the at-bat to the designated hitter Lofton, batting in the two spot that walked in his first at-bat. Michael Massey on deck. Ended the top of the first with a 4-6-3. Count is 0-2. Righty-righty from Slayton. He throws to first instead. Garcia sliding back in safe. He's there. Count remains 0-2. Luke Jacobson came in and dotted the ninth. Picked up his first save of the year. No runs, a pair of strikeouts. 0-2 from Slayton. Runner goes. It's high for a ball. Throw down from Procession. And a backward swipe from Foskey. He almost got him. Throw that was off the line, so Justin had to run towards first a bit, make the gloving grab, and threw his glove behind his back. Give Garcia another swipe bag in the series. One ball, two strikes to Nick Lofton. Pitch home. Ground ball weakly chopped towards short. Ornelas charging in a running throw to first is a step in time. Garcia advancing to the top of the third. That brings up the second baseman, Michael Massey. Righty-lefty matchup with the potential second run of the night for the Naturals 90 feet away. First pitch to Massey. Fastball at 93, missing high for ball one. Teams, no reason to be anything but very aggressive against the Riders on the base pads. 1-0 from Slayton. Low and blocked by Procession. Now two balls, no strikes. 19 stolen base attempts against the Riders this year. Nobody caught stealing. Perfect steal rate in their third series of the season so far. 2-0 home. In the air to shallow center. Charging in is Strom. Ornelas, the shortstop, ranges back. Deep into center field and makes the grab for out number three. A one-out walk to Michael Garcia. Stranded at third base. No runs for Northwest Arkansas, a no-hit and a scoreless frame for Justin Slayton. 1-0 Naturals over Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rug. So give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning from Frisco, Texas. Dio Edias, starting third baseman, stands in. 8-9-1 for the Riders. The first pitch is shot high in the air to left field. Bradley won't even give it a chance. Way out of here and gone. A moonshot for Dio Edias ties our game in the bottom of the third. .453, and it clears the in-touch home run terrace. 105 off the bat. We're tied. We've seen the ball fly this series so far. That one was perfect, perfect. See ya. First pitch of the bottom of the third is a loud one. Jordan Procession's turn. First pitch catching for a called strike one to the catcher, Procession. His numbers are not a mistake, a one. In the air to left center field. Rave ranging into the alley. Bradley meets him there as well. Who's got it? And it's the center fielder, Rave, that tracks it down. Procession batting .583 entering tonight in a 1,500 OPS. First homer of the year for Dio Edias. Anthony Veneziano tried to get out in front. And now a bunt dropped down by JP. Veneziano can't make the scoop toss. And a bunt single on the infield for Martinez. A little fire for the Riders in the home half of the third. Ezekiel Duran's next, the designated hitter. Flew out opposite way to right first time. First pitcher called strike one. Here's another guy that Riders fans, Rangers organization watchers waiting to get hot. 0-1 pitch, back over the net. Now an 0-2, I say wait to get hot. He is batting .268. And a near 800 OPS at .772, but no home runs for a guy that has been hailed for a lot of power coming over from the Yankees last summer. Veneziano tries to come home 0-2. Hard chopper, third baseline, off the bag and in the left field base hit. Rounding second and heading to third is Martinez. Duran cruises into second. Back-to-back knocks for the Riders offense and two in scoring position. With just one away. On an 0-2 count, Duran aggressive in the box and rips a double. Duran entered with seven doubles to lead the Texas League. Give him eight to extend that lead. Lefty to Dustin Harris, the pitch. In the air to center field, and it'll drop for a base hit. Martinez scores from third. Stop sign at third base for Duran. RBI base hit, Dustin Harris. Riders have the lead in the bottom of the third, 2-1. Hit streak continues for Dustin, now 9 consecutive games. Derek Lewis out on the mound for the Naturals. Frisco cashing in with runners in scoring position. Jordan Procession, the only batter to be retired. Dio Edias led the inning off on the first pitch with a home run. J.P. Martinez dropped a bunt down and legged it out. Comes in to score on the... Riders hopping on Veneziano. The first pitch to Harris. He pokes it into center field. Run comes in. Martinez first pitch bunt. And then Dio Edias, the first pitch solo homer. Here's the power threat, Blaine Krim. Lefty-righty as Veneziano fires. High and away, ball one. We mentioned the Tigers, we mentioned the Yankees and Ezekiel Duran, who took on the Tigers today. Veneziano's 1-0 pitch. High and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Miguel Cabrera entered with 2,999 hits. Needed one. Had an opportunity in the bottom of the eighth. 2-0 from the lefty Veneziano. Outside, and a big-time pick by Porter to keep Harris at first. More importantly, keep Duran at third. Two runs have scored. Runners at the corners. Riders trailed entering the bottom of the third, but they've scored two to take the lead. 3 balls, no strikes to Blaine Krim. Here's the toss. Outside, he lost them for ball four. Bases are loaded for the second baseman, Justin Foscue. Harris down to second. Duran still at third. One away in the bottom of the third. Tigers did get the win. They improved to 5-7 on the season. Robbie Grossman, a perfect 3-for-3 day. Austin Meadows, the recent acquisition for Detroit, scored two, helped the Tigers extend their lead. First pitch to Foscue, outside missing, ball one. 5 consecutive misses up the zone, and now action quickly stirring in the Naturals bullpen. Nobody throwing, just guys starting to move around. 1-0 the pitch. Foscue drills one high in the air to center field. Rave goes back to the wall, looking up. That ball's off the fence and gone. Grand slam for Justin Foscue. After returning to Frisco last night in his second game back with the Riders, his first home run is grand. Everybody comes in to score. Now 5 runs tacked on the board. First pitch, back up the middle on a broken bat, base hit into center for Johnny Ornelas. And Frisco keeps it coming. 6-1 Riders in the bottom of the third. That one's 76 off the broken bat of Ornelas. Lefty-righty matchup to Kellen Strom. Wild inning rolls on. First pitch. Middle fastball at 92. A good one for strike one. First grand slam of the season for Frisco. Pitch down and in for ball one. Even count to Strom, a strikeout victim in the second. Had Blaine Krim aboard. Riders led the second off with a base hit, but Foscue flew out. Ornelas to right. Strom down on strikes. Runner at first, still only one gone. Next pitch, Strom opposite way, but a blue foul ball gets over the net. Oh, and in and out of a fan's bare two hands. And he gets it anyways. Tough half frame for Anthony Veneziano. His 1-2. And time called. Was it time? No. The pitch clock expired, so a ball issued to Strom, and it evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, right before he started to throw, Ben Engstrand made it very clear. Even count of 2-2. The pitch, down and in. Nice pick by Porter to keep the speedy Ornelas put at first base. Count is now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the center fielder, Kellen Strom. Pitch outside, missing for ball four. He lost him. First time aboard for Strom. His third walk of the series. He walked twice on Tuesday night. In an inning where 6 runs have scored. Now here's Dio Edias, who led the inning off. First pitch, outside, missing, ball one. Riders have officially batted through the lineup. Conversation that Zach and I have had a few times. 10 men to the plate is batting through, and Edias represents number 10, the 1-0. Jam shot, foul back to the net. Even count of a ball and a strike. Frisco stifled last night to just 2 runs. They finished 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. And boy, are they hot on Thursday night. Break even pitch to Edias. Outside, he left it. Count is now 2-1. Northwest Arkansas a little further along with warming up an arm in the pen. It's Zach Phillips. 2-1 pitch. Inside and low. It backed Edias off from the right side. Now 3-1. 7 hits for the Riders. 6 of them coming here in the bottom of the third. And it's 6-1 Frisco. Veneziano sets at the belt. A backpick attempt to second base. Ornelas slides back in safe. Massey bolting over, and Johnny had a big lead at second, but got back in time. Lefty-righty to Edias. Led the inning off on the first pitch, a solo homer. The 3-1. In the air to left center field. Shallow as Rave crashing in. Now really having to charge in. Makes a running grab for the second out. Swing that looks similar to the first for Edias in the inning, where he got way out in front of the first pitch from the left-handed starter Veneziano. Send it over the wall at 453 feet. Well, he's retired in his second at-bat of the frame. Bottom of the order in Jordan Procession. Open stance from the left side. Lefty-lefty, the pitch. Opposite way, foul ball. Blazing over towards the concourse. And pinballs around. No balls and a strike to the catcher, Jordan Procession. 2 pitches, he flew out to center earlier in this inning. Ornelas at second, Strom at first. 2 gone in the bottom of the third. The 0-1. Scoots Procession back from the left side. Count is even, ball and a strike. 6 runs have scored in the bottom of the third. Frisco leads it 6-1. Here's the 1-1. Drilled in the air over the leaping glove of Massey at second. It's in the right field for a base hit. Ornelas from second slides in safe. RBI 2-out knock for Jordan Procession. 7-1 Frisco in the third. That ball just down over the glove of Michael Massey. Strom will hold up at third, and still runners at the corners. And a long walk out for Chris Witcher. He'll take the ball from Anthony Veneziano, and the Naturals turning to their bullpen in the bottom of the third inning. Frisco roughing up the left-handed starter that had just allowed one hit in his first two innings of work. And they have blown it open in the bottom half of the third inning. Stepping aside for a pitching change at Riders Field, 7-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home Whataburger art contest. Visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're still rolling along in the bottom of the third. Another run comes in for the Riders, and it's now 7-1 Frisco. New pitcher on the mound is the left-hander Zach Phillips. His first pitch just misses. Low to the top of the order, J.P. Martinez, ball one. Second at-bat for J.P., the right fielder that had a bunt single. Next pitch is on the ground over towards Massey at second. He'll flip to two, and Procession a step late, sliding in. Out number three finally found by the Naturals, but not before Frisco tacks seven on the board in the bottom of the third inning, featuring a grand slam from Justin Foscue. An inning that saw two home runs by the Riders, and they lead Northwest Arkansas by a score of 7-1. We go to the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Rider abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton, the right-handed starter, back on the mound for Frisco as we start the fourth inning from Riders Field. Chris Sherrod back with you. First pitch from Justin in there for a called strike one. Seven runs on seven hits for the Riders. Back in the bottom of the third, the 0-1. Tipped and fouled off Procession. He's okay. And Engstrand confirms, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Suli Matias, starting right fielder for Northwest Arkansas, at the plate working. The Naturals send 4-5-6. Next toss. High in the air to left center field. Strom retreats to the wall. He'll stop and look at this one go all the way out. Lead off. That goes 108 off the bat. 444 feet. The second home run in as many nights for Suli Matias. Naturals get one back. It's now 7-2 Riders. Fourth home run that we've seen in this ball game so far. As we're no outs, top four. Center fielder John Rave is next, and he is the other natural that went long tonight. First pitch, missing low, ball one. Well, that'll make it an easy decision on Jeff Andrews. Jared Gettert sands a pitch count to have Justin Slayton come back out. Called strike one to Rave. Even count of a ball and a strike. Prior to this, it was a 1-0 ball game. Break even pitch. Skips away from Procession. It's now 2-1. But looked pretty good in the third. All three outs recorded as the ball was put in play. Only one in the air, though. A pair of ground balls to Ornelas at short. Ready, lefty, 2-1 home. We just missed it outside. Pitch that almost came back in and found the outside corner. Instead, it's 3-1 to Rave, right in the middle of the Nats order. Robbie Glendinning on deck. He's walked in the second and went way deep last night. Slayton palms up to Procession. And Rave looked like he was confused as well and now steps out. And confirming the count, it is 3-1. And now the officials meeting together here. Hard to exactly tell what Ray was confused about. Scoreboard was 3-1. Looked like Ben Engstrand thought that the count was 3-1, so it could be something with the pitch clock out in right center field. Our three umpires talking it over tonight. Jake Bruner, our crew chief, at first base. Alex Nash at third. Ben Engstrand calling the balls and strike behind the plate. Eventful bottom of the third where Frisco scored 7. But Suli Matias and the Naturals have gotten one back. Conference is over. Justin Slayton's 3-1 pitch. Here it is. Missed it inside for ball four. Fourth walk tonight for the right-handed starter, Slayton. He's allowed one in every inning. Nothing more than that so far. Had one in the first and didn't bite him with a 4-6-3 double play. One-out walk in the second to Robbie Glendinning, who stands in now. Answered that with back-to-back backwards Ks. Porter and Means both went down watching. Righty-righty to the third baseman, Glendinning. The first pitch. Missed it inside, ball one. Riders bullpen kicking back. Nobody up and tossing. This is Slayton's fourth. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside. It catches for a called strike one. Ball has jumped off the bats in these early contests between Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. Zach and I have been touching the two lowest teams in home runs entering the series back on Tuesday. 1-1. Tipped into the glove of Procession for strike two. Ball game that has already now seen 4 home runs. Northwest Arkansas went deep 3 times last night and won the night prior. Slayton steps off. As for Frisco, they hadn't gone deep yet. Terms of this series. They had 3 entering the week. Righty-righty from Slayton to Glendinning. 1-2. Called strike 3. Nipped the outside corner on the fastball at 94. And there's the first out of the top of the fourth for Justin Slayton. Fourth strikeout of the night for the right-handed starter. Was a third-round selection in 2019. First pitch to Logan Porter. Called strike one. Glendinning a walk in the second. He had one last night and two on Tuesday night. Also plunked by a pitch. Next toss. 0-1 outside, and Procession thought about a throw to first. And instead, it's Rave scattering back to the bag. Evens the count at 1-1. Slayton just over 60 pitches. One ball, one strike. Big breath, and he'll throw back to first quickly. Rave slides and save. So that last at-bat to Glendinning, the seventh of the series. He's reached base in seven of those 10. Break even from Slayton. Outside missing. Count works to 2-1. Last night for Glendinning was batting in the seventh spot. Finished with three RBI and six total bases. A two-run double in the fifth. And then started the scoring with a solo homer in the second. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Count now back even to the catcher, Logan Porter. Slayton K'd the side in the second inning. Porter was the second victim. Righty-righty. 2-2 pitch. Runner goes for second. Down and away for ball three, and the throw down leaks into right center. Porter started for third but holds up. Opponents now 20 for 20 on stolen bags against the Riders this season. It has been uphill sledding, trying to fry guys gunning for stolen bags. Again, count works full. Three balls, two strikes, one gone in the top of the fourth. 7-2 Riders in front, and Slayton steps off. Steady breeze blowing to left field. Second consecutive night of winds over 20 mile an hour. Payoff from Slayton. Tipped foul at the plate. Skips off of the catcher, Porter. I say catcher, the batter, Porter. He is the defensive catcher, but didn't catch Procession. Inning started with a Sully Matias solo shot. John Rave walked. He's now at second base, but Slayton got back on track with a backwards K on Glendinning. Now the 3-2 to Porter. Here it comes. Opposite way, foul ball. Count still full at three balls, two strikes. Upcoming weekend rotation is really going to be good. Bradford, Leiter, Reagans for Frisco, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3-2 from Slayton. Outside, missing for ball four. Second walk of the frame. And the fifth of the night for Justin. That'll bring up Jake Means with runners at second and first. One out in the top of the fourth. 7-2 Frisco over Northwest Arkansas at Riders Field. And what's been a muggy couple of days as Jeff Anders makes his way out of the Riders dugout. Wants to have a chat with Slayton. He's done a good job of holding a Northwest Arkansas lineup to just two runs. Both on solo homers. It's the only two hits that he's allowed tonight. A team in the Naturals last night that brought in seven. Spoke with Luke Jacobson earlier today. He's our second featured rider on our Lone Star Spotlight. That'll air later this week at Riders Field. Also the full story at Riders Weekly Game Program. So sat down with Lou earlier today, had a chance to catch up with him, and says, is the wind ever not blowing in Texas? Pretty flat state, man. 20-mile-an-hour, though. The American flags and the state of Texas flags above the batter's eye in center field are getting a good work. Humidity up just over 60% around first pitch tonight. Conference is over. Two aboard and one out in the top of the fourth for Jake Means. Slayton extends over his head, now gets set from the right side. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one on the slider at 80-mile-an-hour. No balls and a strike. Slayton in his first start at Riders Field this season tonight. Oh, one offered. Swing and a miss, strike two. There's the fastball at 94. Zach mentioned earlier the four-pitch rotation, a fastball, curveball, slider change. Spent all of last season in Hickory, just over a 6 ERA. No balls, two strikes. He comes home, low and outside. Picked up an extra tick on the fastball at 95 that time, but let it ride just a bit too long. It's now 1-2. Cloudy skies over top Riders Field and a wind that continues to whip across the field. 1-2. Called strike three. Just nips the outer edge. And another backwards K tonight for Slayton, his fourth. Give him five Ks on the evening. Two gone in the top of the fourth inning. Rave still at second and Porter at first. Bottom of the order, Tucker Bradley's next. Seven to two Riders on eight hits. Seen a clean ball game of no errors so far. Good bounce back for Slayton after the visit from Jeff Andrews. A four-pitch at-bat to Means. Gets him down on strikes for the second time tonight. First pitch to Bradley. Laced into center field. Charging in is Strom and runs it down for the final out. One pitch to town on a frozen rope, but had just enough hang for Strom to run it down. Two stranded on base, but another solo home run this series for Sully Matias. Naturals get one back. It's 7-2 Frisco. We head to the home half of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Phillips back on the bump for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. And Ezekiel Duran digs in to get things going for Frisco in the fourth. First pitch, high in the air to shallow, drifting a bit to right field. Ran down by Matias. One pitch, one out to Duran. That'll start the fourth inning for the Riders. One away. 7-2 ball game. Two hits for the Natural. Similar way that they scored last night, or at least how they started the game. First pitch to Dustin Harris. Tipped foul. No balls and a strike to the left fielder Harris, who extended his hit streak tonight. RBI base hit to keep it going in the third. Now nine games in a row. A one. That missed. Even count of a ball and a strike. Last night, by the end of the third, as the next pitch right into the glove of Means at first for the second out. Boy, that did not take long. This pitch clock keeps it going, and there's quickly two out. Now it's Blaine Crim's turn. The Naturals, at the end of the third, had three runs on three hits. Two of them were homers. First pitch. It's outside, missing for ball one as Phillips picks the speed up. Gets the ball, toes the rubber, and he is now ready for his 1-0 pitch to Crim. Here it is. Outside. Two balls, no strikes to the first baseman that has yet to be retired tonight. Lefty-righty from Phillips, the 2-0. In the air, foul. Over the Nats dugout, and it's now 2-1. Walk for the first baseman, Crim, batting cleanup in the second. He walked in the third to reload the bases for Justin Foscue. 2-1. Opposite way, a little more straightened out, but drifting down the first baseline at about 10, 15 feet foul. It's now 2-2. So it loaded the bases for the first time. I said reloaded. Justin Foskey went deep. 2-2. In the air again on a late swing. This one might stick around. Means from first coming over, and it blew back over his head. He overshot it. Wynn got a hold of it. And Means, a frustrated scoop, rows of seats. It's now 2-2. First grand slam of the season in the bottom of the third. 2-2. Little dribbler over towards second. Massey coming in, scoops it up, quickly throws to first. And a 1-2-3 inning for Zach Phillips. Riders go down in order on a pair of lineouts and a Blaine Crim groundout. We're quickly done in four. 7-2 Frisco heading to the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning in the Rough Rider 2 over Northwest Arkansas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Thursday night. The question was, how are the Rough Riders going to bounce back with their seven-game winning streak being snapped yesterday? I think that is pretty evident right now with the Rough Riders, a seven run bottom half of the third. Top of the fifth, top of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Mikel Garcia, the number 23 prospect in the organization for the Royals, awaits on the first pitch from Grant Wolfram. First offering misses high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders do dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. Justin Slayton done after his four innings of work. Wolfram, the southpaw, delivers high and away. Two balls, no strikes. 6'8". A left-hander with a whole lot of body coming at you along with the baseball. Garcia, the right-handed batter, the 2-0.
Fly ball foul out of play down the right field line, and it's two balls and one strike. Grant Wolfram out of Davenport, Michigan, native of Holland, Michigan, making his fourth appearance for the Rough Riders on the season. He's 2-0 with a 10.80 ERA, allowing six runs in five innings pitched so far. From the stretch, the left-hander kicks deals. Foul back to the screen. 2-2. His last outing against San Antonio on April 16th. 1 2/3 innings, allowing a pair of runs on one hit. Struck out two and walked two. He sets. Delivers in the 2-2 and misses up high. And it's now three balls and two strikes. But he was good two outings ago. Three innings, surrendering just one run. Struck out three, didn't walk a batter. So looking for an outing more like that one here tonight. Payoff pitch. Chopped on the ground, out to short. Arnelas comes up, picks off to his left, throws on the run to first base, and gets Michael Garcia for the first down. That brings Nick Lofton to the plate. Lofton 0-for-1. Right-handed batter is the designated hitter today, out in center field in yesterday's ballgame. Here's the set, and the first pitch. Bounces in there, procession blocks, but nobody aboard. So, just trying to keep it in front. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders up 7-2 here in the top of the fifth on Northwest Arkansas. Lofton is the number six prospect in the Royals organization. A draft pick out of Baylor University. The 1-0. Mike foul. Out of play, down the right side. One ball, one strike. Lofton played shortstop at Baylor. He was the shortstop there after Davis Wenzel was picked up by the Rangers. He was a Rough Rider last year. 1-1 pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. But the Royals have a pretty darn good shortstop right now by the name of Bobby Witt Jr. He was up in the big leagues. One of the top prospects in all of baseball. So Lofton got moved to the outfield. 2-1 pitch. Fouled away, right side. It's two balls, two strikes now at Lofton. And he's a good enough athlete that he's figuring it out there. Still trying to work on his first step every now and again, but good athleticism, good speed will make up for a lot in the outfield. Wolfram readies, kick steals in the 2-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's three balls and two strikes. Now in the Naturals designated hitter. Pinwheel the bat out to the mound. Wolfram sets. And the payoff pitch. A high drive into left center field into the alley. Harris chasing after it. And he makes the running catch. Nice catch by Dustin Harris coming out from left field. Just shy of the warning track on the run. Full extension reaching out and pulling it in. Two up, two down in the fifth for Wolfram. And Michael Massey bats now. Wolfram coming in for Justin Slayton, who's done after his start. Let's get you his final line. Left-hander at the plate. Here's the set. And Wolfram low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Slayton, four innings, allowing two runs, both earned on two hits. The trouble today for Slayton was the control. He walked five while also striking out five. 1-0 toss. Slips outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders turned to four different pitchers last night, five in the opener in this series. That's the thing with 28-man rosters, though, is they have plenty more to turn to who are available in the bullpen. 2-0. Grounded foul, first baseline. 2-1. Including the newest addition to the Rough Riders, Sean Chandler, who just came here from Arizona earlier today. Chandler adding more height to an already pretty tall bullpen for the Rough Riders. Chandler checks in at 6'5". Wolfram, the tallest member at 6'8", he sets. 2-1. Slips up high with a fastball. Three balls and one strike. Home runs galore in this game for both teams. Four combined. Two for Northwest Arkansas. Two for Frisco. Wolfram's pitch, a swing and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's full now at 3-2. Two outs, bases clear. Rough Riders out in front, 7-2 over Northwest Arkansas. The big home run for Frisco, Justin Foscue, grand slam in the third. Wolfram's offering a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high heater, and he sits down Michael Massey. Very nice 1-2-3 inning for Grant Wolfram out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Frisco with a 7-2 advantage as we roll to the home half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network, plays, and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue starts it off for the Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. 7-2 Frisco. There's Zach Phillips with the first pitch and misses outside, and it's 1-0. Justin Foscue provided the big blow for the Riders in that 7-run third with a grand slam to left center. 1-0. He sends it high in the air to shallow right field. Matias, a long run in. He starts into a jog and makes the catch. Two pitches, one out for Zach Phillips in this fifth inning. Johnny Ornelas bats now. Rough Riders with 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors tonight. Northwest Arkansas, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors on their ledger. Phillips, the left-hander, back into his wind. He deals home to Ornelas. On the outside edge, a called strike, 0-1. Ornelas, the right-handed batter, is 1-for-2 today. Single and a run scored back in the third. 0-1. He pops it up. Right side, foul territory. The catcher, Porter, over towards the warning track. And he watched it go into the first row of seats just beyond the netting. And it's 0-2. In that third inning, the Rough Riders sent a whole lot of men to the plate. 12 came away with 7 runs on 7 hits. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. A line drive up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. Ornelas, a wide turnaround first base, and he stops right there. He's out in front on a breaking ball, reached out for it, got the barrel to the baseball, and just punched it into center field. One out single for the Riders in the fifth inning, leading by 5, and Kellen Strom bats now. Strom a walk in that third inning. He's 0-for-1. What else is new? Kellen Strom walking. Here's the set, the pitch. That one's right down the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom by far leads the Rough Riders in walks. 9 of them now this season. 0-1 pitch on the way. A ground ball to the shortstop. Garcia in the hole. Backhands, throws on to second for 1. Throw to first. Got him, double play. Wow, what a twin killing. Up, off balance throw onto first, and Massey able to turn it on the 6-4-3 double play. Nicely turned up the middle, and the Rough Riders turned away offensively in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Riders up 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride! Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The ever-dangerous Sully Matias starts things off in the top of the sixth inning for Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders out in front 7-2 in game three of this six-game series. Matias with two home runs through three games of this series. Homers in back-to-back contests, including tonight. First pitch from Wolfram. Eyeing away with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Matias with an absolute missile to left center field. 400. That seems far, and it wasn't anything compared to what he did last night. 0-1. Outside, I beg your pardon, that was the 1-0. Now it's two balls and no strikes. Matias, a 466-foot home run over the home run, or the in-touch home run terrace in left field. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a breaking ball down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Matias showing off the power after coming into the series with no home runs on the season. Now has a pair. Wolfram's 2-1. Eyeing away. Three balls, one strike to start things off in the sixth. Wolfram a clean 1-2-3 fifth inning, producing a ground out, a fly out, striking out Michael Massey. 3-1. Down and in. Ball four. Leadoff walk in the sixth inning. Runner aboard for Northwest Arkansas. And John Rave bats now. Rave is a homer in this game. He also, like Matias, has two home runs in this series as he homered in the opener of this set. Lefty-lefty, first pitch. Fastball comes across the outside edge at the belt for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rave 1-for-1. He walked back in the fourth inning. Some six walks for the Rough Riders tonight as we play in the sixth. 0-1. Inside. One ball and one strike. Walks have been an issue for this pitching staff at times. Frisco has the most walks out of any team in the Texas League this year. Wolfram from the stretch, and he delivers in. Low off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. And in some ways, that makes the Rough Riders' record even more impressive. Lead the league in walks as a pitching staff, and you're still 9-2, and chance to go 10-2 with a five-run lead here in the sixth. 2-1. Grounded up the middle. The second baseman, Foscue, has it. Flips to second for one. Ornelas throw to first, low. Krim can't dig it out, and it scoots into the dugout for Northwest Arkansas. So a throwing error on Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop. They do get one out as Matias is eliminated at second base. John Rave over to second. Fielder's choice, E6. Runner at second, one out, 7-2 ball game here in the top of the sixth. And now Jared Gettert is talking with home plate umpire Ben Engstrand, saying that ball deflected off of Rave before it went into the dugout. If you're watching on MLB TV, we'll take another look at the play. Good feed from Foscue to Ornelas, just spiked it into the ground. Didn't look like that ball hit the base runner Rave at all. And did just go right into the dugout for Northwest Arkansas. And Gettert is going to head back to the Riders' dugout on the third baseline. Dave is at second base. Rough Riders with their first defensive miscue tonight. Robbie Glendening, the batter now, right-handed batter. 0 for 1 day for the third baseman with a walk. Wolfram kicks up, fires. Way high with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Glendening with a home run in this series as well, as Northwest Arkansas came in with just one home run all season. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And all of a sudden, they've exploded for a ton of power here in this series. Five home runs in the last 2 days alone. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Rave leads from second. From the stretch, 2-1 on the way. Fastball in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. All three guys who hit their home runs last night for Northwest Arkansas hit their first home runs of the year. 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. We saw Dustin Harris hit his first home run of the year for the Rough Riders yesterday. And then today, a couple newbies as well. Theo Edias with a solo homer, his first. And Justin Foskey with a grand slam, his first of the season. 3-2. Slips up high of the zone in the attic. And it's ball four. Second walk of the inning. Runners at first and second now. One down, and Logan Porter is the batter. Seven walks tonight now for Rough Riders pitching. Rave leads from second, Glendening from first. Porter in from the right side, who has his sign come set. And the pitch on the way. Just misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Logan Porter, a native of Surprise, Arizona. He rests the bat on his right shoulder. Here's the set. And the pitch home to the catcher. A strike across the letters on the outside corner. 0-1. Just an incredible story of how he got into the Royals organization. He grew up as a bat boy for the Royals in spring training. The pitch, runners take off, a strike, throw down to third, not in time. Double steal for Northwest Arkansas. Add two more stolen bases against the Rough Riders without a caught stealing. 1-2 now on Porter, as that's now, I believe, 22 stolen bases without a caught stealing for Rough Riders catchers and pitchers. Well, from bat boy duties, he eventually started catching bullpens during spring training, and then through those connections, after he didn't get drafted, he signed as a free agent with the Royals. And that's how he's here in Double A. The offering home misses high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. That'll work. And also, what he's doing offensively will work too. He's hitting .300 entering today through six games. Six for his first 20. 2-2 home. Outside, three balls, two strikes. Two in scoring position. Top of the sixth inning. One out, 7-2 Rough Riders. Nick Starr starting to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen. Payoff pitch. Low for ball four. Third walk of the inning for Grant Wolfram. And the bases are now loaded for Jake Means. And we'll see if we get an appearance from Jeff Andrews out of the Riders dugout. The pitching coach. And here he comes. Andrews is going to go visit Wolfram. Make sure he's doing all right with the bases loaded. He'll face the eight-hitter Jake Means, but Nick Snyder's pen, so Andrews is going to give him a little bit of time. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Frisco. Northwest Arkansas, 2 runs, 2 hits, and no errors tonight.
Special thanks to everyone listening in tonight. And very special thanks to a couple in particular. Thanks to Max for listening out in Arizona. Thanks to Ryan listening in Seattle as well. Tuning into a good ball game. Andrews back to the dugout. Means ready at the plate. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. This is high, and it's one ball and no strikes to Means. Bases loaded for Northwest Arkansas. Just one out here in the sixth. 1-0 toss. Way high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Wolfram's fastball, 91 miles an hour there. Means 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts today. The offering. High off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes. Trying to find the strike zone here. Wolfram readies and issues home. There it is, right on the outside corner at the knees, 3-1. Tucker Bradley waits on deck in the ninth spot. Wolfram has his sign, black glove to the set of the belt. And the pitch home, a swing and a miss, 3-2. Another fastball. John Rave at third, Robbie Glendinning at second, Logan Porter at first. Here's the set, and the payoff pitch to Means. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Two outs, it's the second K for the big lefty. Time called, and here comes Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. He's going to make a pitching change. Well, Wolfram ends his night on a positive note with a strikeout, but he leaves with the bases loaded, and Nick Starr will come out of the Riders' bullpen to try and deal with this sticky situation. Rough Riders out in front, 7-2. We'll return to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr out of the Riders' bullpen with a bases-loaded situation. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch onto the way to nine-hole hitting Tucker Bradley is in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Nick Starr with a tough situation out of the bullpen. The right-hander from the stretch, and he fires. Fouled away left side. 0-2. Frisco leading 7-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Line not yet finalized on Grant Wolfram as he's still responsible for all three base runners. The pitch is fouled away again. Off to the left side. It's still no balls, two strikes. As it stands now for Wolfram, an inning and two thirds. No runs, no hits, two strikeouts, three walks. 0-2. Just missed with a slider off the outside corner. Nasty knee-buckling stuff from Nick Starr, and it's 1-2. The right-hander has his sign from Procession. Comes set, closed off, kick steals. Just high. Two balls, two strikes. Nick Starr comes in with a 1.80 ERA, making his fifth appearance for the Rough Riders this season. Five innings, just one run allowed. He deals. High pop-up, left of third, and it drifts foul out of play into the seats. Still two balls, two strikes. In those five innings, four strikeouts. To two walks, just two hits allowed. Good stuff for Nick Starr. And his limited time with Frisco. Tucks the glove to the chest, looks in, gets his sign, he's got it. Comes set. The 2-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. He fouled it back into Procession's glove. He hung on, and Nick Starr strikes out the five-run advantage. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on for Northwest Arkansas in the visiting half of the sixth. We go to the home half of the sixth. Rough Riders up 7-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
0-1 pitch to Dio Ennius, misses down low and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. Starting things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Rough Riders up 7-2, 1-1. Grounded foul, third base side. One ball, two. Rough Riders with all seven runs tonight offensively in the third. Seven runs on seven hits. Dio got it started with a solo home run. 1-2. He grounds it down the third baseline. One shuffle to his right. Glendinning swallows it up. Throws onto first base and gets Dio Ennius. One up, one down. And here's Jordan Procession. A 453-foot shot for Ennius. Over the in-touch home run terrace down the left field line. And then a grand slam for Justin Foscue to open things up. Pitch on the way to Procession, misses just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zach Phillips still out there. The left-handed reliever has his sign. Back into his windup, he deals. Procession swings, comes up empty. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Phillips relieved Veneziano, the starter, who did not last long. The pitch inside, and it hits Procession right in the back. middle of the back. Recession hit by the pitch, and he'll head down to first. It was a breaking ball that slipped out of Phillips' hand at 83 miles an hour, so no ill intent. One on, one out, back up to the top of the order. Fourth time through for the Riders, J.P. Martinez. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Rough Riders leading 7-2. Phillips delivers. Fastball pierces the inside edge of the knees, a strike. 0-1. Veneziano had struggled in his first two outings, and it was not a good start. His third time out. The pitch misses up high, and it's one ball and one strike. 2 2/3 for him, 7 runs, all earned on 8 hits. The 1-1. Benz Martinez is back. 2 balls, 1 strike. So odd for Veneziano, a guy who is the high A central pitcher of the Double A. The offering, grounder foul back behind home, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. He now has 10 walks through his first 3 starts after 2 more free passes surrendered tonight. But it was the hits and home runs that did him in this one. 2-2 to Martinez. He watches just low of the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Phillips has yet to surrender a run. Only 1 hit allowed. Johnny Ornelas single back in the 5th. He deals home. A swing and a miss. Runner takes off for second. Throw down, and they get possession. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, and the Rough Riders turned away in the 6th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders up 7-2 as we go to the top of the 7th, where Chris Jarrett will take over on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score. Win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's do the 7th from Riders Field. Still a 7-2 ball game. Haven't changed our score since the top of the 4th. Right-handed reliever Nick Starr back on the bump. Needed just 6 pitches to get the Riders out of a bases-loaded jam in the top of the 6th. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley. Ready-ready matchup. He'll face the top of the order. Michael Garcia, first pitch. Tipped into the glove for strike 1. Garcia tonight 0 for 2 and a walk back in the 3rd. Give him a stolen bag. 0-1 from Starr. Bounced at home plate. Count is now even at a ball and a strike. 5 strikeouts for Justin Slayton. He has continued to have, in different areas, better starts or better appearances than his last. 1-1. Wave and a miss. The high heat. It's now 1-2. 5 strikeouts for Slayton tonight. That's good for a season high, but 5 walks. Next toss in the air. Foul territory, first base side. It's going to leak into the seats. Still 1-2. Garcia flew out to right in the 1st, grounded out in the 5th. 1st, batter faced from Grant Wolfram. He'd finish with two strikeouts and those three walks. Next toss, wave and a miss. Got him to chase, strike three. Two batters up, two batters struck out for Nick Starr, and there's one gone in the seventh. And again on Justin Slate, tied his season high in innings of work, four innings tonight. First pitch to Nick Lofton, designated hitter, as the first pitch missed the zone for ball one. He is also 0 for 2 with a walk, just as Garcia walked in the first, and a Michael Massey double play into the threat. Ground out fly on the third and fifth. 1-0 outside. Now two balls, no strikes. Riders rotation really intensifies in the next trio of starts. 1-1. Opposite way, little floater. Just sneaks over the dugout. First base line, it's now 2-1. Cody Bradford tomorrow night for Frisco, who has looked really good last in a quality start. 2-1 pitch. Broke back, ground ball over towards short. Eaten up by Ornelas, and the throw to first is there. Two gone. Nick Starr working quick in the seventh. Bradford turned it over to Tyler Thomas back on the 15th, and walks were an issue for Ricky Tyler Thomas, the left-hander. Three walks, two Ks, 33 pitches in just an inning and a third. Michael Massey stands in. Foul ball. Shoots it towards the concourse. Behind the Riders' dugout, 0-1. See Massey, despite five RBI, just over two batting average, 0-1. He's in there for a called strike two, over a 200 batting average at 217. 543 OPS for the Naturals infielder, right in the middle of the lineup. 0-2. In the air to right field, little lazy fly ball to Martinez. He'll charge in, makes a running catch to complete the 1-2-3 inning. Nick Starr looking really good. Two strikeouts and four batters that he's faced all sat down. We've arrived at the stretch and a 7-2 Frisco lead. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network on the other end of the seventh inning stretch.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and update exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Stretch time is over. Ryan Rillard served as the former voice of the Riders. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley back with you inside Riders Field. 7-2 ball game. First pitch missing outside for ball one. 2-3-4 for Frisco. Duran, Harris, and Krim. Lefty-righty, the next pitch. Hard ground ball, third base side, gets past the glove of Glendinning and fair into the corner. Duran takes the turn and motors into second. A leadoff double. Another one for Duran this season. Give him 9 on the year. Haven't seen the home run power from Duran, but we've seen plenty of power nonetheless. Gap shooter, and then right there, so hard off the ground that Glendinning, even polling at third, couldn't get to it. Now turn for Dustin Harris, the pitch, and it hits him. Stinger. Dustin Harris tosses the bat and will slowly make his way up the first base. Had to wear that one in a tough spot. Second hit batter in as many innings for Zach Phillips. He's back on the mound. He's really settled things down, as Zach said recently, for Anthony Veneziano, who left with 7 earned runs on 8 hits. Now 2 aboard, nobody out for Blaine Krim. Lefty, righty, and the first pitch. Just missed outside. 1 ball, no strikes. 4 total bags tonight for Duran. A 2 double ball game, 1-0. Thought about. Krim watches it catch the zone for a called strike 1. It's been a decent night for Krim. He's been aboard twice in his 3 at-bats. 1-1. Sprays it high in the air, shallow right field. Matias coming in, ranging underneath it, and makes the catch. Duran stays at second. Harris at first, as Phillips finds the first out at the bottom of the 7th. Justin Foscue coming to the plate for the 4th time. A couple of flyouts to the outfield, and one of them snuck over the center field wall. First grand slam of the season in the 3rd. First pitch. Dots the zone for a called strike 1. Foscue's 3rd ball game of the season. Joined the Riders before Tuesday's series opener against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. 0-1 in the air. This one over foul grounds. Porter rips the mask off, but it just snuck over the net. Quickly 0-2 on the second baseman, Foscue. Stuck around at extended spring training for a while, and soreness in his back that he had to get rid of. Said he's been glued to the NBA playoffs. 0-2 pitch. Ripped into left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Duran gets the go sign from Gettert at third. He'll cruise in to score. Harris stops at third as well. Second double of the inning. 6 total bases tonight for Foscue. RBI double in the 7th. 8-1 Riders. And now Johnny Ornelas next up. Infield will come in. Lefty, righty. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Multi-hit night for the shortstop, Ornelas. Oh, 1. High and outside. Now a ball and a strike. Base hit for Johnny in the 3rd, and then another one in the 5th. He came in to score on the RBI knock from Procession. Final run of what was a 7-run 3rd. Next toss. Cut on and miss. Strike 1. Should say strike 2. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. Foscue at 2nd. Dustin Harris at 3rd. The infield in at the trim of the grass. Surrounding Phillips, the 1-2. Opposite way, little floater hanging on Matias, who comes in and drops in front of him, a base hit. Harris scores from 3rd. 9-2 Frisco in the 7th. 3 hit night for Johnny Ornelas. And his first run driven in makes it a 7-run lead. an explosion of offense tonight for Frisco. Kellen Strom's next. First pitch. Just nips the inner edge. Strike one. Everybody's been aboard tonight. Strom is the only Riders batter that has yet to record a hit in this game. Next throw. Ground ball foul off Strom's cleat. And it's 0-2. He's been aboard tonight. Walked in the third inning before Arias flew out to center as the second out. Lefty-righty to the outfielder, Kellen Strom. Opposite way, foul. Stays alive, 0-2. Runners at the corners, just one gone. The pitch is high and outside, ball one. See what Strom can do to work his way back in this count. There is a left-hander warming for the Naturals down in the visitor's bullpen. 1-2. In the air to right center field. Matias turns his shoulder, tracking underneath. Gets his glove up to make the catch. Foskey will tag and score from third. 10-2 Riders tonight. This team has scored some runs this season. They've scored 9 runs, they've scored 8 runs, but for the first time they reached double digits. And it comes from a sack fly to Kellen Strom. Dio Eddie is due up next. First pitch. Belted in the air to left field. Bradley watches this one soar to the same spot for Dio Eddius. A 2-home run night for the third baseman. And again, it sails over the in-touch home run terrace. 409 feet. First career multi-homer night for Dio Eddius. 12-2 Frisco in the seventh. And that draws the night to a close for Zach Phillips. Long walkout for Chris Widger. It's been a tough one for the Road Nats. Tonight it's Frisco's turn to hop all over the long ball. We've got ourselves a pitching change. We'll step aside at Riders Field, introduce you to the new man on the mound for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals when we return.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a 6-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ready reliever Jonah DePoto on the mound for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Bottom of the order due up for Frisco. Jordan Procession stands in. Riders have scored 7 in the third and 5 more in the seventh. What an offensive route tonight. Righty lefty, the first pitch. 93 for strike one. Jordan Procession, an RBI knock and hit by a pitch tonight. The 0-1. Opposite way foul, late swing from the catcher. It's now 0-2. The eighth batter to come to the plate for Frisco. They sent 12 to the plate in the fourth. 0-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt for strike three. Porter will complete the out down to first base, and that will do it for a busy seventh inning. 5 runs come in. Leadoff double from Ezekiel Duran. RBI double from Justin Foscue. RBI knock from Johnny Ornelas. And a 2-run shot for Dio Edias, his second homer of the night. And it's 12-2 Frisco. We'll start the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. 4 winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Righty reliever Chase Lee into the ball game. Set to start the eighth inning, facing 4-5-6 in the first pitch. In there for a called strike one. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. 12-2, Frisco out in front. 0-1. Same pitch, same result for Lee. Quickly, no balls, 2 strikes. Second appearance of the series for Lee. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Matias retired on 3 pitches. And a hot start for Lee. 1 away in the 8th. Picked up his 3rd save back on the 19th. Came in and nailed shut the 9th with 3 strikeouts. First pitch, misses high for ball 1. Center fielder John Rave with a solo homer tonight. 1-0 home. Missed low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Really sharp start to the season for Chase. 2-0. That's inside. 3 balls, no strikes, despite the walk that he had earlier this series on Tuesday. Bounce back with a strikeout. Cade the side. 3-0 finds the zone for a called strike one.
You know it's going well as a reliever when your blip in the radar is 1 walk.
Yep. 3-1. When Rave was on his way out of here, but it finds the outer edge. Called strike two. For relievers, tonight for Grant Wolfram, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. 44 pitches, 18 strikes. 3-2. Sprayed foul. Count stays full.
This is really a big at-bat for Chase. Righties, he's deadly against. We saw that with a three-pitch strikeout of Matias, but he's still working on lefties.
3-2 misses for ball four. Started the at-bat with three misses of the zone. Bounced back and trimmed it to a full count, but a one-out walk in the eighth inning. Now here's Robbie Glendinning that has walked twice tonight. Righty-righty matchup with one gone, the first pitch. Thought about but left alone outside for ball one. Rave has been aboard now in all four trips to the plate. The 1-0. Foul ball. First base side. Count is even 1-1. Couple of walks for Rave. The solo homer in the second. And then he reached on the fielder's choice in the sixth inning. And then advanced on the throwing error from Johnny Ornelas. Next throw. Called strike two. Lee started the eighth with a strikeout. Just three pitches. Made really quick work of Suli Matias. Second strikeout tonight for the outfielder. 2-2 from Lee. Tipped foul. Just out of the glove of Procession. Remains two balls, two strikes. Seven in the third. Five in the seventh for Frisco. Makes it easy for your pitching. Boy, Nick Starr looked good. Again, the 2-2. Chopper back up the middle. And a tag out at second from Foscue. Throw to first in time. 4-3 double play for the Riders. And Lee gets some help from his defense behind him on top of a strikeout and a very breezy top of the eighth inning. We'll head to the home half. 12-2 ball game at Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right-hander Jonah DePoto back on the mound for the Naturals. We do the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Top of the order due up. J.P. Martinez in from the left side. First pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield, right to the first baseman Means. He'll scoop and toss to DePoto for out number one. Track practice for the pitcher to get over there to beat out Martinez. There's one gone in the eighth. We mentioned Nick Starrs is one gone. Ezekiel Duran's next. Inning and a third, came in with the bases loaded, shut it down with a strikeout. First pitch. Whoa, way outside. Ball one. And then Starr came in in the seventh with a strikeout as well. Finished with two Ks. Scoreless, hitless, no walks. 1-0. That misses. Two balls, no strikes. Durant tonight, couple doubles. He's coming to score both times. Other than that, sprayed a pair of fly balls to Matias and Wright. 2-0. In the air. This one will hang a bit. Drift down the first baseline to Means as he staggers underneath it. Makes a one-handed catch. Four pitches, two outs. Nobody aboard for Dustin Harris. Well, there was a chance for the Rangers organizational system to try and tie together a sweep tonight. Round Rock looking good on top of Albuquerque 4-0. Hickory a final 5-2 over Wilmington. This one looking really promising for Frisco. Just need Down East to do it. First pitch. Called strike one to the left fielder Harris. Wood Ducks go down 10-1. Five in the third, and then three more in the sixth. The 0-1. Quickly 0-2 to Harris. Off speed. Ball that dropped in at 84 miles an hour. The 0-2. Ooh, just left it off the plate. And a good take from Harris to work at a ball and two strikes. That's the seventh pitch of the half inning. Nobody aboard, a ball and two strikes, and two gone. DePoto, the pitch home. Thought about from Harris, but they'll say he went around for strike three. And that'll do it for the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Riders all out in front on Thursday night. 12-2 our score, and DePoto ends the eighth with a strikeout on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back for the ninth, and there's a new man in town. Let's have Zach Bigley introduce you to Sean Chandler.
All right, I will, Chris. Sean Chandler, newest Rough Rider, just came here to the ball club today. He's got the ninth. Rough Riders in control, up 10 runs, 12-2. Sean Chandler's first task will be the bottom third of the order for Northwest Arkansas. Logan Porter starts it off, then Jake Means and Tucker Bradley. Chandler takes over for Chase Lee, who went a scoreless inning with a strikeout. Porter in from the left side against the right-hander, Sean Chandler. Slender, tall righty. First pitch, fastball zips high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Double-A debut for Sean Chandler tonight. Spent last year in high A with Hickory, 25-year-old from the stretch, the 1-0. Fastball whacked in the air down the left field line. Harris a long run, and he watched it go into the seats. A foul ball. Ball and a strike. Chandler out of Iowa Western Community College. A sixth-round pick by the Rangers back in 2018. Went to Nebraska for a couple years before
transferring to Iowa Western Community College. And he won Player of the Year in the conference. Last year with Hickory, 3-3 with a 4.91 ERA. 29 outings. Here's the set. 1-1. This is up high, and it's 2-1. He was quite a fixture in that bullpen for Hickory last year. 29 outings, led the club. He also led the team with 65 strikeouts among relievers. 2-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, 2-2. 65 strikeouts in 44 innings. And opponents just hit 190 against the righty. Good numbers. 2-2. Foul back into Processions' glove for strike three. First double-A man he faces, he sits him down on the strikeout. And there's one away here in the ninth inning for John Means. Rough Riders leading 12-2 over Northwest Arkansas. Looking to win their 10th game of the season in 12 tries. What a start to the year for Frisco. Means will be pinch hit for here in the ninth inning. Gavin Stupinski will stand in. Left-handed batter. Stupinski awaits. Here's the first pitch. This is high off the outside corner. 1-0. Rough Riders, if they hang on to this 10-run advantage here in this ninth inning, they'll go to 10-2 on the season, and they'll turn to Cody Bradford tomorrow night to keep that going. He's probably been the best, most consistent pitcher, as there's a pitch clock violation. Stupinski took too long to get in the batter's box. So 1-1. Here's the offering. A high fly ball out to right field. Martinez freezes, now trots in. He's under it and makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down, and here's Tucker Bradley in the ninth spot. Cody Bradford, 1-0 with a 3.86 ERA. He goes against lefty Angel Zerpa. He's another top 30 prospect in this very talented starting rotation for Northwest Arkansas. First pitch to Bradley. A strike, no, just high off the outside corner. 1-0. 12-2 Rough Riders, bottom nine, 2 outs. Chandler looks in. He has his sign and sets. The 1-0. Low off the outside corner. 2-0. A win here would be 8 of the last 9 for Frisco. 7-game winning streak snapped last night. 2-0. Foul back into Processions' glove. 2-1. 6:35 first pitch for that game tomorrow night. It'll be fireworks Friday. The offering hit. Strike with a slider at the top of the zone. And Northwest Arkansas is down to their final strike tonight. 2-2 with the Rough Riders up by 10 runs. Chandler from the stretch. And he fires in. Fouled away, left side. Still 2-2. We'll try it again. The right-hander readies. He brings it home. Bounces it in there. Procession blocks, and we're full. Fireworks tomorrow, and then fireworks again on Saturday as well. Jack Leiter will start for the Rough Riders on Saturday. It'll be in-sync night with Chris Kirkpatrick here at the ballpark. Love to see you out here. Here's the set from Chandler. And the payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup, and the Riders win it 12-2 on this Thursday night. Dominating performance by the Frisco Rough Riders, highlighted by a grand slam from Justin Foscue and a 2-homer night for Dio Edias, his first career multi-home run game. The Rough Riders move to 10-2 on the season as they bounce back from their loss last night, and it has been a lot of fun here tonight from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett will take you through the post-game numbers and tell you what to expect for tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. And the Rough Riders victorious tonight, 10-2. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4 over Arkansas.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
12-2 the final score as Frisco back on the winning side of things. And they thump Northwest Arkansas tonight to regain a one-game advantage in this series. Chris Sherrod with you inside our post-game coverage on the Riders Baseball Network. Well, how do you solve going 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position last night? A 5-for-10 night will certainly do it in the same department. And Frisco really was able to move guys around. Justin Foscue, 5 RBI tonight. Dio Edias with a multi-homer game, his first of his career, with 3. And then RBIs from Harris, Ornelas, Strom in procession. A lot of different guys getting it done on the offensive side of things. Where Frisco scores a season-high 12 runs tonight on 13 hits. Another game for them in the double-digit department with the hits column. Nick Starr gets the win, goes 1-0. Grant Wolfram qualified after 4 from Slayton, but 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. Starr with 2 Ks in 1 1/3. No walks, no runs, no hits. He gets the win tonight. One inning from Chase Lee, a strikeout and a walk. No hits allowed, and then Sean Chandler making his Double-A debut and his Frisco debut. Welcome to North Texas, Sean Chandler. He goes an inning and 2 strikeouts to put a bow on tonight's ballgame. Looked really, really good. Well, also, hello Dallas Mavericks tonight. 50-41 deep into the second quarter on the road, taking on the Utah Jazz. That one's all tied up at one game apiece, so cheering on the local Mavs way in front by 9. Again, closing in on halftime, so would love to see if that can continue and if the Mavs can take a game advantage. We'll go ahead and take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network with our post-game coverage. Come back and take a deeper dive into the box score and look ahead towards tomorrow. Take a final trip around the rest of the Texas League as well. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco wins tonight, 12-2 the final score. Stick with us.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy and pepper jack cheese, because, of course, all on top of 2 fresh beef patties, or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Carpetek safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetek has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three home runs tonight for the Riders at home. Justin Foskey with a grand slam to tie together a seven-run third. And Dio Edias going deep over the in-touch home run terrace twice tonight. Won a ball game for the third baseman in his first multi-homer game of his career. Chris Jarrett back with you high atop Riders Field. 12-2 the final score as the Riders bring in a season-high 12 runs on 13 hits. They moved to 10-2 on the season. Northwest Arkansas sliding to 4-8. They entered tied for fourth in the North Division at 4-7 overall with Springfield. And so a loss tonight, tough for them. But they'll look to try and continue on in this series in Frisco, where the Riders have taken two of the first three games and a 10-2 start to the season for Jarrett Gettert's Riders this season. J.P. Martinez goes average, improving up to .243. Ezekiel Duran with two doubles tonight to extend his total to a league-high 9 on the season. He continues to pound the alley, .289 average and an .836 OPS in the early stretch for Ezekiel Duran. Dustin Harris, 1-for-4. He scored twice, an RBI himself. .302 average for Dustin Harris. Keep that going. And in front of him, Blaine Krim, 1-for-3 tonight. And a walk, he'd come in to score as well. Krim's batting average at a .325 in his first stretch of games played. Justin Foskey with that grand slam. He scored five runs in this ball game. He would also go on to have an RBI double in that five-run seventh inning for the Riders tonight. So really good productivity from your five-hitter and Justin Foskey, just his third game in the 2022 season. A three-hit night for Johnny Ornelas. We roll on. A three-hit night for Johnny Ornelas. He goes 3-for-4. All base hits. He'd come in to score twice and an RBI. Now a .317 average for the middle infielder Ornelas. Kellen Strom goes 0-for-2, but an RBI with a sac fly in the seventh inning. He also walked as well, and a strikeout for the seven batters Strom. Again, that multi-homer night for Edias in the eighth spot, and Jordan Procession goes 1-for-3. 1-for-3, his batting average will now duck to a .533 this season. He also brought in a run as well. Six strikeouts for the Riders tonight on just two walks in their pitching staff, led by four innings from Justin Slayton. He picks up five strikeouts, but has five walks. Only two runs come in on two hits, and both of them solo homers. So good stuff all in all for Justin Slayton. Sans the walks, we'll knock those down, but five strikeouts in four innings you'll certainly take. Grant Wolfram came in an inning and two-thirds, three walks and two strikeouts, but no runs came in. As a matter of fact, Northwest Arkansas scoreless from the fourth inning on, so 5-9. It was the Riders' relievers to get the job done. Nick Starr goes 1-0 on the season, an inning and a third for the righty reliever. Two strikeouts for him, including inheriting the bases load. Him a favor, the lefty, to end his line with no runs in it. And it was a big strikeout for Starr to end that frame and begin the next. Chase Lee and Sean Chandler tying together the eighth and ninth. They combined for three strikeouts and just a one walk from Lee. All that Northwest Arkansas could do to the Riders in the latter stretch. 7 in the third, 5 in the seventh. That's it for Frisco, but a lot of scoring done tonight. Again, the win goes to Starr. Anthony Veneziano now with the loss. 2 2/3 innings and 7 earned runs on 8 hits. 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, but 2 home runs allowed. Looked really good from Zach Phillips out of the pen. He ironed down 4 innings for a long time, but had to sweat in the seventh, where he gives up 5 earned runs on 5 hits and a home run, so that ERA will suffer a bit. And then Jonah DePoto ties together the final inning and a third. Take a trip around the Texas League tonight. Tulsa and Springfield goes final, and it was the Drillers to go down. 9-6 the final score in favor of Springfield at Hammonds Field. Arkansas and Corpus Christi still going on. and in the top of the eighth because Arkansas scores 5 in the top of the fourth and 3 in the third. So 9-2 for the Travelers as they try to get their 7th win of the season. Midland and Wichita in the top of the 6th inning. Wow, wind surge all over the Rock Hounds, 12-1 the score in that one. Wichita brings in 6 in the bottom of the 5th. Amarillo in front of San Antonio, 8-5 in a shootout at Hodgetown. 15 combined hits and 4 combined errors, just the night that it's been in the Texas Panhandle. Amarillo, though, in front by 3. So Frisco and Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa Springfield, the only two games that have gone final. Frisco with their win, the first in the race in the Texas League to reach 10 wins. 10-2 overall in Northwest Arkansas with the loss, sliding to 4-8. One last trip around the rest of the Texas League. We told you earlier that Down East fell to Columbia 10-1. Hickory with the 5-2 win. Round Rock at the top of the 8th inning. Actually in front 6-1, but the Isotopes only one out, so they trail by 5, but bases loaded and only one out in the deep stages of that game. So hopefully the Express can get out of that clean and pick up their 11th win on the season. That'll do it for the Texas Rangers farm system tonight. As for the Major League club, they had a late one playing out in the Pacific Northwest, taking on the Seattle Mariners tonight. That ball game still going on. Unfortunately, it's 5-0 Seattle. The Rangers at risk of losing their 10th game out of the gates in what would be their 12th game of the season. So a really difficult bottom of the first where the Mariners jump all over Texas. 5-0 Mariners just in the top of the second. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We'll go ahead and shut things down and look towards tomorrow where the left-handed starter Cody Bradford takes the hill and a loaded weekend at Riders Field kicks off with a Friday night 6:35 start time. We'll be on the air about 20 minutes out, have pregame coverage for you with interviews and a look around the Texas League and much, much more. For my broadcast partner tonight, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, sending you that final score one final time, a 12-2 Frisco win tonight over the Naturals of Northwest Arkansas, their 10th win on the season, and a heck of a start for the guys in that clubhouse under Jared Gettert in 2022. Thanks so much if you tune into any of our coverage. Again, so excited to continue this series at home and continue talking about the red-hot baseball that Frisco is playing to start the season. Folks, have a great rest of your night. We'll talk tomorrow, and as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.